This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Unradio. This is Unscripted. And this is most definitely the censored version of the show this morning.
Why, Jonty? Why? Tell us.
Because we have the best and the smartest and the most gorgeous relationship and dating advice
it's
coach
not me, by
in the
way.
World.
It's not me.
So, Amy Alexandra Searle is here with us. And I'm so proud of you, my child, in every way of everything that you've done and the most beautiful woman that you are in becoming.
Thanks, Daddy.
And so, so smart.
Thank you.
Very true.
So, any questions that you have about dating and relationships, especially first dates, WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090 and Amy's going to tell you how to do it all.
Yeah, I never had that actually because I was kind of like in a relationship from 16 to 28. And then I was just tindering. You know, it's like went into bed straight away from there. Just there's no stop. So I'm so glad you're here. You can teach me so much.
I hope so. Let's see.
Okay, but first let's do the smart things.
Dirty dictionary word.
Polyiterophilia. That's a big word.
I was good enough. The poly thing, I was like, yes. Oh, shit.
Polyiterophilia. If you know what polyiterophilia is, message us on 079-748-2090. We would love to hear what you think that is. And at the end of the show, we will tell you what it is. Any clues?
No, not at all. But I want to just say that it sounds complicated.
Sounds complicated. It's much simpler than you think.
So it's just a long word for something simple.
That's it. Okay. Absolutely.
Amy, you're smart. Go for it.
Yeah, so let's hear your reasoning.
Okay, so you have to break it down mm-hmm. into three things. So I'm not going to say what it is, but poly is one thing, itero is one thing, and philia is one thing. So there's your clue.
Something
so
less.
Poly?
Yeah.
Poly is many. So like if someone is polygamous or polyamorous, it mm-hmm. means they date many people or marry many people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Itero?
We don't know. That's the enigma.
Itero? No, itero comes from iteration.
Okay, which means?
I don't know.
Iteration, but this is going to be misleading, you see. Iteration means to say something. Reiteration is to say something more than once.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it like, yeah, baby, yeah, but it's like saying like lots of, it's people that love saying lots the same word again and
yes,
again?
Yes, exactly,
okay,
exactly.
Do they come off like from that?
Maybe.
Maybe also just loving.
Yeah, getting
loving.
There.
Sorry.
Okay, and a philia is?
Philia is the opposite of a phobia.
Which means?
So a phobia is when you dislike something and a philia is when you like something.
Okay. Well, let's see. Eric is here with us. We put a mic, well, he put his own mic on actually. So.
Yes. Do this myself.
He blows his own horn. He puts his own mic.
Been doing it myself,
which takes us somewhere totally different.
Eric, that is so cool that you're here. Are you feeling protected and safe by the fact that Jonty's daughter, smart Amy Searle, is here?
Yeah, I shouldn't. But I'm here.
But
I don't know.
You feel safe.
I feel slightly safer than usual.
Today, there's no talking about anal pleasure.
Okay, yeah. Dope. Okay,
you can. I'll just get up and leave.
No. Eric is here because you are here. Yes. It's great.
If you weren't here, I'd be going home now.
It's like it's a safe show. We're talking about dates and first dates, which I'm sure you have plenty.
Not really. But okay. I've got my experiences. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm here.
Why not, Eric? Why don't you have a lot of first dates?
Why don't I? Because yeah. I'm very picky and I'm a very feisty person. So if you do something that puts me off over text or over the phone, I'm just like, you know what? It's fine if we don't go on this date.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm very weird like that, yeah.
Okay. So don't give chances.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not about that life, son. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't know. I just don't. I just don't do the dating thing. Because it always ends up weird. Like, I'm either too early and then I think about it too much and then I leave, or I get there slightly too late, or it's just a weird process that I still haven't put my finger on.
And also there's lately a thing that, you know, Tinder pictures and Facebook profile stuff, it's not the real thing. So you get to the date. You see, you look for the person, you don't know where the person is. If they didn't tell you they sit under the mirror, it's not the same person. Mm-hmm. It's not like...
No,
That's the first tip. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Tell us what you think about that, because you should give it advertising truth.
I think the thing is that it's false advertising. You know, it's absurd to have this... I mean, I was saying, like, on Tinder, there's some people who have pictures of, like, their six-pack, and I'm like, yay, you have a six-pack. I care why, you know. But the thing about that is it's actually good because it helps you weed out the schmucks from, like, the people who are there legitimately looking for something real, you know, I think.
So let me tell you what kind of triggered the idea for this show. This last weekend we were out somewhere and we walked past a shoe shop and there was a woman trying on shoes and there was a guy there looking as miserable as a guy can get.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say about it?
Okay. So I hope you're listening, because this is the best dating advice you're ever going to hear, ever. Whether you are married, whether you have just started dating. Women, listen to this. Do not take your husband, your bae, whatever, shopping. Don't do it. Just like I was saying to my dad, you go to Santon on a Saturday and you go into like a shop and there's oaks just sitting there, miserable as I don't know what, and their wives are trying on clothes. Why? Why do you drag this oak with you to the shops? For it's pathetic. For what? Don't do it. You get irritated. He hates it. There is no point. Stop that.
And all the shops that gets like lounges for men, right? Mm. The more money you're going to spend, there's like lounges for all the miserable oaks that are just sitting there with their whiskey or whatever they give them. Okay, even diesel. You know, they have a little lounge.
Mm.
Because it's a horrible experience to go with somebody shopping unless we are like shopping buddies. So why am I taking you for your credit card? I'll get my own credit card, you know?
Exactly.
So it's not a good reasoning. Like, if you're going to pay, give me your card. I'll be fine.
That's it. Yeah. That's exactly right.
No,
You have to agree from budget perspectives.
Nah, I'm loaded. What do you know about my life? I'm wearing maxi pants on a Friday morning. My life is incredible. I had this experience. I went out on a date with this girl. We went for lunch and everything. And afterwards, we were supposed to see a movie. And then she was like, no, let's go shopping instead. And I was like, okay, I've never done this.
Fuck.
No, I've never done this before. So I was like, okay, cool, let's do this thing. And then she ended up walking like ahead of me. She went into the shop without me. I just stand outside. So eventually it just felt like I was babysitting.
At least you didn't say, Eric, can I have your card in the end?
No, there would have been like, wait, lady, look. I might have money, but I don't have that much money.
I have dignity.
Come on, relax.
Okay, so first dating advice, do not take your dating partner.
But what about, I thought of this just now, what about the other way around? Like, should she come shopping with you as a man?
No.
Why not?
Never.
No, but I think that'll be okay, because it's in and out then. Then it's just, okay, I need to get socks.
No, but
buy the socks.
But the thing is
that where the impulse kicks in?
No, you see, the problem is men and women shop differently.
Okay.
Men have a plan. They go into Santa and they're like, okay, I need socks. They will go to the shop, get their socks and leave.
But don't they need advice on whether the socks look good or not?
Yeah, but then you can send a picture. Because what happens is then if you go with a woman, she's going to be like, but babe, look at these socks. And what about this? And oh, let's get that t-shirt. And then you are going to just be ticked off. So it doesn't, either way, it doesn't work.
Okay. All right. Makes sense.
Okay. So the other thing that we were talking about was what you should eat on a first date. And I remember when you went on date when you were really young. And we had this whole discussion about should you sit there and eat salad or should you eat ribs or should you eat whatever. And my advice to you was eat whatever the heck you want and put yourself out there as being authentic on the first date.
Yes, absolutely. Chicks, don't order that salad. Eat whatever the hell you want. And if he can't deal with it, you let that man go. Simple.
What about messy stuff? Like all these...
Even better.
Like ribs
Hand food. You have to like wipe your... Like think of me. I'm an Israeli. I'm like a mess. If I eat in a 5-star restaurant, in a gourmet restaurant, 7 courses, I'm like, it's a blob. Do you think I should just show who I am?
Yes. I think you should. I think mess is sexy.
This girl is just amazing. but there's true in authenticity.
But it's authentic, and that's exactly, the point. Exactly. You know, we talk about the fact that you should put your sexual stuff out there earlier. Mm. And the same thing with food.
Mm.
Be who you are. And it's a wonderful thing because food and sensuality are so linked. Like if you enjoy food, there's a greater chance of you enjoying life, of engaging with life, of being real and passionate. And I'm there. It's me. It's not this like dainty little thing.
No, what?
Eric, I know you're looking at us thinking, no, but I like ladylike and so on. But
no, No.
Okay,
hell
trashy.
No.
Okay.
No. I agree with the being comfortable thing. You have to be authentic from the word go, because if you are not and you're hiding things from me, if I find out later, then I'm just going to be like, but you didn't do this in the beginning.
It didn't say it on the package.
Yeah. And also it weeds out who your potential match is.
Yeah.
This sounds weird, but like if you're sitting with somebody and they're eating and they're really worried about what their makeup looks like the whole time that they're eating, for me, it's off-putting because I'm just like, I'm not worried. I'm here to eat. Eating is not supposed to be something that somebody's supposed to watch you doing. You're just supposed to eat. Eat, enjoy your meal, and let's carry on with the rest of the thing that we're doing.
Amen.
It's something that, you know, everybody's a bit nervous in the first or second or third, seventh date. I'm still nervous. I'm married for a year now. But everybody's nervous. And there's some things that come out that are not authentic. You know, you can maybe try to sound smart or try to say funny things, Eric. Try.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. But the point is that you're anyway going to change slowly and get more comfortable. So practice being comfortable.
Exactly. Mm.
Because there are more chances that the person would like you for who you are. And if you're trying to get somebody to like you not for who you are in such a rabbit hole. You're going to have so many regrets and it's not a real relationship. Like really, when you look at people in a restaurant, 90%, 99% most of the time, I don't want to swap. I'm like, okay, not like swaps, swingers, like swap. I don't want their lives.
You don't want to be in that position.
I don't want
them
to be in that position because I can see both bored, sitting on their phones, not investing, but you can just see that they got married or they started dating from kind of a convenience we suit each other or we, you know, it works.
Yeah, they paired up as opposed to...
It's like really, really, because you're afraid of being alone many times. You're really afraid. It's a hard thing to be alone. It's not always, but it's such a growth thing.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something that this week, I've thought about this a lot, and it's one of the most important aspects in having a lasting relationship is to keep it interesting and to keep being interested in your partner and interested in your relationship. And without that interest and without that curiosity, that's where so many relationships simply become stale and where they start losing that. That if there's interest, it's absolutely imperative to keeping a relationship exciting. And from a sexual point of view, it's the same thing. And I think a lot of people stop being interested in sex. They stop being curious about sex. They stop being curious about love. And we just kind of get into these patterns and we just repeat them.
Mm. Yeah.
I also think what happens a lot with women is a lot of women, you know, it's all about just from a dating perspective, you get the guy, you know, he puts a ring on your finger, white dress, whatever. So now you've got the guy. So now you don't have to look nice and you can just eat donuts all day and you don't have to do your hair or anything like that. And I think, and you know, you don't have to be like organizing dates and stuff like that. And I think a lot of people do that. But I think actually they don't realize that that's when the work really starts.
Amen.
Yeah, it's like they've clocked the game already.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I've done this. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. it's like, I'm done. I've got the ring finished. He's not going anywhere. Mm-mm.
But then they get so surprised when somebody does go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think, but what do I do?
Mm.
And it's fascinating, you know, and Esther Perel talks about this a lot. There's a talk that she gives on
passionate marriage?
No. It's about
the cheating one.
No, it's about one of the elements that stop your partner, how you can possibly stop your partner cheating. And it's to make your partner feel important.
Because there's a talk says, why do happy couples cheat? Mm. That's the talk. Mm. Yeah. Esther Perel.
This was an interview on a radio show. I think in Sweden or somewhere there. Anyway, and she says, if you can keep your partner feeling important, it's an element that is likely to make it's going to make that less likely. And how you do that often is by being interested in them.
Mm.
And being interested means keeping things interesting. So you're learning new things, you're growing new things. I gave a talk last night, and a lot of people asked, so how do you keep things interesting? And this is where you have to understand that you have to learn. You have to keep learning and learn things to do and how to do them, because it doesn't happen by itself. So we have to keep learning that.
Mm.
And that's one of the best pieces, I think, of relationship advice that you can give.
Hmm.
And it's not only technique, like every day we have to speak about something new. It's actually just making the space. It's making that connection space.
So it's understanding that your relationship is actually a practice.
Yeah. Okay, and that's a good way.
And what does that mean? It means that in the same way that you brush your teeth every day, that you eat good food because it's good for you, you exercise because it's good for you, you do things that are good for you, that enhance you, you do the same thing in your relationship, that it's a practice. And love has nothing to do with that.
Mm-mm.
And we have this tendency to think that because I love you, that's enough, and I'm going to know how to have a good relationship because I love you.
The thing is, if I've learned anything about relationships, it's that love is just a starting point. It's never, ever enough. Ever. You can't just love someone.
No.
It's not sustainable.
No, because the relationship is actually an art and a skill. And the skill is learning a whole lot of things, and then the art is practicing them and personalizing them. And that's one of the most important things. And to make that time every single day. And people hear this and they say, well, I don't have time in these busy lives that we live. Well, what do you have time for? Because if your relationship isn't so important, then...
Why are you in one?
Yeah.
That's true.
But you're absolutely right. Then what are you saying about your relationship?
Yep.
Instead of saying, wait a minute, this is important. Because if you think about it, what do so many people in today's society put value in? That's a question. It's yeah, not it's a rhetorical
but
statement.
But it's very interesting. What if ways of being busy, self-achievement, I don't know, it's also a lot of focus on themselves, not necessarily.
And work.
Yeah.
Like I have to be working more and I have to be working harder.
Yeah.
Some people work sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes, occasionally on a Friday night.
Yeah, well, somebody thinks you're funny now and then, and they employ you for a little bit. Just once and never again.
And they're like, ah, damn it, we made a mistake.
Oh, it's not a mistake. It's just we have to hire him many more times.
No, it's so some people are focused on their jobs, like you said, and then other people are just focused on wasting time.
They're focused on not being present with themselves. You know, it's like doing whatever you need to do to just being occupied with your phone, with your newspaper, if it is, if your hobbies. Yeah, just not to be in touch. That's how it feels to me.
Or watching movies or something. And you're just like, this is not the way you're supposed to love, though.
Well, depends for who. Yeah.
And the same thing goes for your relationship, that it's a practice. Mm. And you put time in every single day to do something that's going to enhance and expand and connect that.
Okay. So would it be advisable to include the person in your activity? For example, like if you are a movie watcher, just using the movie watching thing as an example, you watch movies every day, you watch like 9 movies a day.
Well, if you watch 9 movies a day.
No, I'm just putting it out there. I'm just, you know, exaggerating the thing. If you get that person and you're like, yo, do you like watching movies as well? And then you watch movies together, is that like, does that count as?
Yes. In definitely.
Yeah, it does count. Doesn't mean to some extent,
but if you're sitting in front of the TV and you're not talking to each other. I was just going to say,
it's also including the verbal communication.
No, it's doing something that's actually separate, that's totally about your connection. Oh. So it's having a conversation. Maybe it's doing a sensual exercise. It's a whole lot of sexual possibilities.
No, but hold on. To Eric's point, I actually think that that is a good point. Because, for example, yes, but also no. Because that's not always practical. And the thing is, if you are into something, okay, so like, for example, if you're into PlayStation, I'm not going to sit there and watch you watch PlayStation for what? But if you're into movies and I'm in a relationship with you and movies are important to you and it's something you enjoy, I want to share that with you. You know what I mean? It's like if I'm into cooking and you're in a relationship with me, you want to share that with me. So I do think actually that there is a thing in that. I'm not saying you must sit in front of the TV all day and watch movies, but you know, like a lot of couples have this thing, they have like a Netflix series that they watch together, know, and every night they get home and they watch it together. And that's quite nice.
Yeah.
I think that's quite nice.
So those are bonding activities. There's no question of that. But it's not everything that you have to share also, because there are things that you might enjoy that your partner does not.
No, but that's also fine.
So when you can be fulfilled as an individual, you're bringing that fulfillment to the relationship.
Okay.
And then what happens if it's like horror movies? I don't like horror movies.
But that's fine, because then, like I said, you know, if you play PlayStation, I don't play PlayStation, you go play PlayStation by yourself.
Yeah.
And I'll do something else.
Absolutely. Just it doesn't need to become like, oh, you're doing your PlayStation thing.
No.
So
no,
exactly. You need to find a way to know that yourself, you know, your own time with yourself is super important. Mm. But your time together, it's really cool to also get to be interested in what your partner's doing.
That's it. And one of the ways that we actually work this out is through communication.
Getting back to that.
And that becomes just so important.
Going back to first dates. So the garlic thing, the onion thing, the over perfume smells sensuality. I'm not talking sensuality, intimate, but senses.
Yes.
What is your take about that? What should we do as people that go out to dates? says the grandmother. Yeah. So me. So what do you think about that?
I think there's a few things. I think the ultimate thing is that you have to feel comfortable. So, like, if you're going to eat the garlic, but you're going to feel self-conscious about it, that's not sexy, because that shows. The thing is, like, you can wear whatever you like and you can put as much makeup on as you want and you can push your boobs up as much as you want, but unless you are, like, confident on the inside, you're not going to be sexy. You're really not. So I think you have to feel comfortable. If you're going to eat the garlic and the whole night be like, oh my God, like, do I stink, and reach for gum and whatever, like, don't do it. But if you're like, whatever, like, I love garlic, you know, if he's going to kiss me, he's going to kiss me and too bad for him, then cool. but if you're comfy with it, that's fine. Perfume, don't wear too much. Not too much.
Yeah, it's so overwhelming.
And the same thing goes for guys for aftershave.
Goodness me.
When you walk past some guy somewhere and it's like this nauseating cloud that gets left
behind. Somebody punched you in the nose.
Exactly.
God damn,
but guys.
Somebody raped you with your smell, with your nose sensors.
Nose rape, I like that.
Yeah, it's a nose rape.
Wow. Nose rape.
It fucking is.
No, it is.
And in Israel, you're like, everybody takes the train and everybody goes on the bus. And it's like, okay, and Stan, don't be a sweat puddle.
Yeah.
But what the hell?
These are too many odors and scents. It's a lot to take.
And it's not, the bodily odor is something beautiful when it's clean. You know, it's beautiful. You really want to smell. And there's also a chemical connection between people. Definitely. You want to kind of be aware of the other person's smell. Yeah. I don't know, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's something true. About
it. Okay, don't go like, you know, no showering and that. But like,
no, don't do that.
Hot
going
summer
caveman.
Days. And how do you choose? Do you use Tinder, Amy?
I've been on it.
Okay.
I've been on it. I think it depends. I think
J-date.
Oh, God forbid.
People that don't know, J-date is for Jews.
Yes.
I'm sure there's like...
I didn't know.
Islamic no, date know. And you're not Christian. Yeah. You're not... You haven't cut it. I haven't trimmed it.
I'm
so you could go on J-date and you could be like all the Jewish girls, a little bit of naughty on the side.
You just need forbidden. A little surgery for that.
Yeah, and forbidden fruit. No, we've had a discussion about the surgery already.
No surgery. Okay.
No, surgery not necessary. Not necessary. Surgery taken care of.
Okay. 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 All right. Well, cool. So just a few years of learning Judaism, but never mind, nevertheless, going back to the question, Amy.
I think it depends, you know, if you live...
A busy life.
Yeah, and if you, like, for example, I work in advertising, so I know lots of advertising people. Advertising people know everybody else. And I know lots of Jewish people, and all the Jews in Joburg know everybody else. In that way, it's kind of hard to meet people because you're in the same circles. So things like Tinder and what's that other one? Okay, Cupid. All of those.
What's the other one? Bubble. Bumble.
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 Bumble is apparently a dating app where chicks have to speak to guys first.
Oh, so women are in charge on Bumble.
No, but I think it's a cop-out.
Why?
From a man's perspective. Because, I don't know, maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but I'm like, the man must be a man.
The man must approach, yeah.
Yep, he must be a man, he must grow some balls, and he must be like, hey lady, how you doing? Let's go have a drink. Finish claw.
So for Amy, guys, if you're listening, you just prepare like a sheet of all the things you wanted to already approach mm-hmm. her and tell her, but she had to approach first to say, Amy, thank you for approaching me. I wanted to do it first. I wanted to ask you, what do you do? What's your passion? What is your motivation in life? He wanted to ask, he just couldn't. He goes on Tinder and just bypass it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Have you been on Tinder?
I have.
And what?
Did you get dates on Tinder?
It's a full-time job.
No, I had the thing twice.
Yeah?
Twice. The first time I didn't really understand what was happening.
You were just swiping left, right, everywhere.
Yeah, I was just like left and right. I didn't know what was going on. So then eventually I just deleted it. And then the second time I had more knowledge.
Also by mistake.
I curated the profile. And then mm-hmm. I was like, okay, cool. Let's put this thing up there. Mm-hmm. And then I had it for like 6-7 months and I didn't get any matches. So I was like, wow, you people are shallow as fuck.
What did you put in your profile?
Nothing. Just pictures of myself like any other guy would.
Well, you need to put more than pictures. You need to write something.
But that's what I'm saying. It was a proper profile.
So what did you write in the profile?
I don't remember. It's a long time ago. It's about a year ago that
you didn't invest enough. I realize that Tinder is
it's an investment.
Every dating platform is an investment. You have to spend time writing the profile, explaining who you are.
You have to make yourself look amazing.
And exactly.
But amazing in the context.
You have to make yourself look real.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I was real. I was like, yo, I do stand up comedy. That's I'm a funny guy.
You see Eric and says, yo, underneath.
Yeah, you can check this video. Like, yo. If you think it's funny, you can swipe right as well.
But obviously nobody thought it was funny.
Yeah, no, that's man. Why. I was like, okay, clearly this is the problem.
Look, there's much less. I heard from my friends that are dating a little bit later in life, says AKA the granny. So
she's very sexy for a granny.
Yeah, I am, but I can be. In some countries I really can be a granny. I just thought of it, the last thought I had last night, because my brother's most likely going to be a father in the next day or two, which is the first.
So you're going to be an auntie.
I'm going to be an
auntie.
No, but I thought of it that my mother in my age, she had a 15-year-old or a 14-year-old, and I'm like, whoa, that's like crazy.
Yeah, but back in that day, I mean, the same thing. I think my mother was probably 22.
Yeah,
so
22.
When I was
my
born.
Mom as well.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's crazy. I'm like, so anyway, from being a granny, getting back to that. So I realized that all my friends that are like in elite dating or all this Tinder thing, they really invest between 1 hour to 6 hours a day of really sorting out the profiles, updating theirs, checking, really engaging in a conversation, because just like, hey, what's up? What's going on? What you doing tonight? Like, that's not going to make you... That's
yeah,
not
but these are people
date.
That get no. matches. I was just like, I'm ready, baby. Got the arsenal weapons. I'm down. Okay, cool. I'll check back tomorrow.
Then I'd leave. Ready for shopping.
At one point, I was just swiping right.
Like,
that's
right?
All
like,
I was
yes.
doing. I'd wake up in the morning, open the app, and just go... Blah, 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 blah. And then be like, okay, out of matches. Dope. I'll do this again in 6 hours. Then.
Going to another city.
Yeah.
Opening new
I
matches.
I did. Every time I went somewhere, I was like, hey, cool. Yeah, so like you were saying, yeah, no, I'm here for the meeting. I'm ready.
Eric buying a robot to just swipe for him.
So there were quite a lot of questions last night at this talk about household chores and like the sharing of them.
I'm not going to date somebody who's going to ask me to do house chores. Just say, hey, do you want to come clean my apartment?
Nah.
No, okay. But once you're starting to really date and have a relationship,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So what do you think about that one, my child?
I think you must pay someone else to do it. No, that's a very white privileged answer. Sorry. Sorry. Hashtag check your privilege. Well. Yeah, I'm terribly sorry, guys.
Why? People all over the world hire people to help them.
No, that's true. But I'm sure all the white privileged people are sitting in Santa and going, what's wrong with that? I think that's perfectly fine. Anyway, I think when it comes to doing stuff like, you know, the laundry or whatever, people have chores that... Okay, no one likes chores, but everybody has chores that they hate less, you know? Like, for example, two things that I won't do are, like, take out the garbage mm-hmm. and iron clothes. Everything else I'll do, like the dishes, the floors, whatever, the laundry, I have no problem with any of that. So I think it goes back to what you say about communication. You have to kind of sit down and go, like, what are you prepared to do? You know, are you cool to do this? Are you cool to do that? Blah, blah, blah. And it's also like, I think people should also just do it. Like, for example, if one of you cooks, it's the decent thing for the other one to do clean the up. Dishes. Exactly. Yeah. You know, or you know, if one of you's like clean the house or whatever, it's the decent thing for you to make dinner.
Yeah.
That's just my thing. I know some people, especially Jewish boys, don't do that naturally. But I think, you know, it should just be a thing.
I think it's across the board, mm. wherever there's just a different society that's, you know, like a society that men, they get to do what they want. So that you can find in all different societies.
You mean like every society?
Well, yeah, almost. Yeah. My cousin is a person that I really enjoy chatting to about that because she, you know, she's a modern woman. She studied in New York. She got married with a man that saw her completely equal. And still, she says it's amazing. We're 50-50 on the chores. Okay, he works a little bit, let's say, more volume of hours and stuff. But 50-50, she says, it doesn't matter. If you want to hire somebody, you can hire somebody to help you. But we decided it's 50-50. Doesn't matter if you work a little bit more or less.
Mm.
And she says it's amazing how the mentality still doesn't change. So she will need to tell him, don't forget to do this today. Because if not, didn't happen.
So yeah. Such conditioning.
Yeah, it's conditioning.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's
really
true.
Conditioning. No, so he agrees with her. He wants to. He's a modern man. Still forgets. Doesn't see it. Needs to be reminded.
Now I'm thinking about my folks. They pretty much 50-50 as well.
Mm.
So like my mom cooks and cleans in the house and my dad does everything outside the house.
Okay.
But my dad hates dishes. So whenever there are dishes in the sink, he'll wash up. It doesn't matter. He'll even go to my brother's house. Like we did that the other day. We went to visit him. He wasn't at home.
And
we had the keys. We went into the house and he's like, this guy didn't wash the dishes. Let's wash the dishes.
That's
like,
just cute.
Okay, cool. Let's wash the dishes.
It's cute because why not? Why sitting with a beer and just, you know, exactly. Sorry, scratching exactly. your balls? Yeah. Which is nice.
Is it okay for there to be role reversals?
It's
so
okay.
For example, I'm not a practical person. I can't do like a lot of DIY stuff.
Oh, definitely.
But I had an amazing girlfriend who could do all those amazing things.
Yeah, as long as you share the duties.
Yeah. I don't think there's any problem.
But no, some men grow, raise the kids. Some women go out to work. Yeah. Some
exactly. But you know what's so funny to your point is that it's still that weird psychological thing is still there. I mean, I know this woman. She's probably one of like the most powerful women in advertising.
Wow.
And she has an amazing job. She's the moneymaker in the household, whatever. And yet she goes home and her husband still expects her
mm-hmm.
to make dinner.
Mm.
Yeah.
If she wants him to make dinner, she has to phone and say, please, will you make dinner? And da 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 da.
Does it come with a face after? Like, I made dinner.
I
like
hope
you
not.
Owe me. No,
I hope not.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, that's you know, because then everything just becomes transactional.
Yeah, and that's about sex as well. Yeah. Like Don't do transactional sex.
But when your relationship is transactional, sex is going to be transactional. Aish. And when sex is transactional, it'll...
You're fucked.
It'll not manifest in your relationship. No, but you're not, because eventually the scorecard becomes... It has to become so out of balance
and it's,
that
it's
it just
distorted.
Leads to resentment and anger and frustration.
And unless you're keeping a scorecard next to your bed, your brain tells you, no, he didn't do much more and she didn't do much more. If you're keeping score...
And you know where that comes from? It's really simple, because very often that just comes from the pattern that you learnt.
Home or like...
Yeah, something like that. That's where it comes from.
Okay.
So what else is important on the first date? What shouldn't you talk about on a first date?
How many kids you want to have?
Don't you
talk
see?
About marriage.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
I agree. I totally agree. This is like a chick thing, because you know, you meet this guy and then like chicks... Don't pretend you don't do this, because we all do this. You're like, his surname is Rosen. So, you know, what would my name sound like with his surname? You know, we all do that rubbish when you're a woman, like before you've even gone on the first date. And then in your head, you're like, what our baby's going to look like. That's fine. Like, we are crazy. Like, be yourself. But that crazy needs to stay at home for the first date. You know, after that, it can come out. A little bit, like in stages, but...
So don't put your crazy on the table.
No. But don't do that.
Should you put your crazy on the table then?
See, it depends on your level of crazy. If you're crazy...
This is my doctor's certificate that he asked me to show you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, don't hide if you're bipolar. No, maybe you should hide it. What do you think about that? Because that's quite something about if you have a mental challenge.
I will
get to that.
We'll tell you that. Because personally speaking, I have an anxiety disorder. I think that you must put on the table. I think that for, like, if you have depression, if you have bipolar, if you have anything like that, I think that you should be upfront
about.
But
it falls back to what you said about self-confidence and being secured and feeling confident about it. It's not like, I'm an anxious person and, you know, I have an anxiety disorder and I really try to keep calm. I do it, you know, like...
That's it. And the thing is, ultimately... And it's so easy to say this, but I think ultimately, if a person is really into you and they are kind of secure within themselves as well, if you say to them, hey, like, I have this issue, they won't have an issue with it.
Yeah, they'll be okay with it.
And if they do have an issue with it, then it's better that they go now. Like, they mustn't waste your time. That's why I say, like, cards on the table on a first date, you know?
Well, that's the point. And that's also about... being intimate and not wasting time and being interested.
Yeah.
And if something's interesting, then pursue it. So this was also something that we spoke about in the week, was if something's interesting, can you pursue it for a little while without the goal? And do men and women look at this differently? Which means when a woman meets someone, is the goal a relationship at the back of her mind? Or is it, okay, so I just like kind of spending time with this person and I can do that without it having to be anything else, without it having necessarily to be labeled, just because it's interesting.
That is so far-fetched from reality still. Expectations of parents, expectations of society.
Exactly.
If you don't find someone, you're damaged goods. You should get married now. Went through all of that. So yeah, it's really, it's pressure. It's a lot of pressure. You only need to live in a part in a relation with someone else. Can't be alone. It's not a good thing. There's so much.
So it's amazing that there's such a level of freedom in the world from a almost like a philosophical point of view, but in a real space, it's still not there for so many people.
But I think that's also a conditioning, you know. It's firstly a cultural conditioning for a lot of people. I know I can say, for Jewish people, it's like that. I have a lot of Indian friends. It's like that for them as well. You have to get married. Muslim friends, you have to get married. So it's like girls meet guys with the intention of getting married. But I also think there's something in the whole like slut-shaming thing where you can't just have a hookup and have a fling. You know, you can't just meet someone and do that for a chick, like it's not okay. A guy can do that and then he's just being a boy. For a girl to do that, she's a slut. So it's like, she'll have a relationship because it's the socially acceptable thing to do. A lot of women won't be like, I don't actually want that right now. I just want to hook up, you know.
Uh-huh. So what do you think about what should you put on the table on your first date?
Everything you want them to know right off the bat.
And what about the stuff you don't want them to know?
That, like, what's the name? Amy. Your name is Amy, right?
Yes.
Sorry, my bad. I didn't get the name properly. No, I didn't get the name properly because you hasn't introduced me to her.
What I said is, no, you can't date her. That's what I said when you walked into the studio. Yeah, that's true. Her. I didn't say Amy.
So like Amy said, the thing is, once you find that comfort in the person, once you know that they won't react badly or you trust their reaction to be positive rather than negative, that's when you let them know.
What happens if it takes you 10 years and you're still not sure of their reaction?
Well, then I don't know. Then 10 years is a long time to be unsure of yourself. Because eventually you need to find that trust. Because it does happen, I would say sooner rather than later.
Mm.
Because you like the person, you're interested in them. And if they're showing the same to you, it's a mutual thing. So clearly there is something going on. There is a chemical reaction happening. So you're like, look, I see that you trust me and I trust you. Let me tell you about this. And then you tell the person.
Okay.
And then depending on their reaction, you go, okay, cool. He likes it or she likes it. Let's do this. Or, wow, that's weird. I didn't think you'd think that about me. You know what? Get the fuck out of my house.
So you can put the weird stuff out there.
You can if you want to.
But should you?
I mean, the sooner they know, the better. Because maybe the person might be like, no, that's weird. And then 2 weeks later, they're like, you know what? I thought about that. That's not actually that weird. I have a similar thing.
So, you know, Eric, I think of some conversations we've had over time.
Yes.
About certain activities.
Yes.
Of a sexual and our official nature.
Okay. God.
We never had conversations. It's Jonty asking questions and telling Eric things, and Eric's just going away.
That's basically how it goes. I just leave and come back changed in his eyes. And he's like, you did the thing, didn't you? I'm like, no, I didn't. I did actually. Yes.
So, you know, have you ever kind of gone back to some of those things and thought, well, maybe?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I'll say yes and no.
He has expanded his horizons. Let's just say that. Well, that's Eric, what's your surname?
My surname?
Yeah,
Janssen.
Twitter. Okay, Janssen.
Eric J.G.
Okay. What's the G for?
My third name, George.
Yes.
I got three. Eric Joseph George Janssen.
Eric, that's like a president's name.
It is. This is a very good one. Actually,
yeah, maybe you should be saying in Parliament instead.
No.
Listen, you couldn't make it worse. So maybe you'd up the tone a little bit.
I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. Do you mind? I like it here. It's nice. There's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, if you go to Parliament, you have to work a little bit.
Exactly. I'm not ready for that. That's a lot of work. And I have to wear a suit.
Yeah.
Suit is a special occasion. Dating is a real, it's a practice of what you choose it to be. It can be a very saddening thing and quite a depressive thing sometimes because you understand the amount of people that don't know shit about what they want.
Sure. So should you see it almost like a game?
I wish.
And if you did that and it was like a movie and I'm sort of in this movie scene and how interesting is the movie or how weird is the movie or how boring is the movie?
I think you should see it almost like a, not like a job interview, but like an interview. And this is where like the self-confidence thing comes in because it's so interesting the difference dating when you have confidence and when you don't. Because when you don't, you're just like, but I can be a great girlfriend and blah, blah, blah. And you go on these dates with the intention of, you know, getting a boyfriend and like what that guy.
So should you go on the date with the intention of being a girlfriend or boyfriend?
No, wait, I'm getting to that. So the whole thing is, you know, it's like what you can bring to the table for them and blah, blah, blah. And maybe they'll like me. And it's all your focus on the other person. Whereas when you are confident, dating becomes a thing of like, I am amazing. Like, and I know it. So, like, what can this person bring for me and what can they add to my life? So it's almost like an interview to answer your question. To go, not like you looking them up and down and being like, what are your criteria? You know, like, what are your intentions? Da, da, da. But it's, it's like a thing of like feeling someone out. Like, what value can they add to me?
Yeah.
You know?
You said feeling someone out. I just got a bit excited there, but
because her mind immediately went to feeling someone up.
Feeling someone up mentally, yes,
sensing the person
exactly.
But that's the core of things because you come back, it's daunting. You can come back and say, but everything went fine. I was talking not about, you know, I was talking about my crazy. I was mentioning gently that I'm a little bit cray cray. Yeah. I was talking about, you know, what I'm passionate about. I was talking about a bit more funny things. And then you go back home and you're like, what happened there? Many times you will never know, and many times it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you.
Every time it's got nothing to do with you.
That's true. Okay, expand on that.
So your relationship is about you.
So the yourself, yeah, not the other person. Yeah.
Of course it's something to do with someone else. There's no question of
but
that.
But if it works for you,
that's
it worked for you for
him. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That if somebody is saying no to you, they're not saying no to you. Often they're saying no to something in themselves that they haven't quite come to terms with or liked. And you are not going to resonate with everybody, and not everybody is going to resonate with you. Okay. So if somebody doesn't resonate with you, then don't be in the space. Don't pursue that. Don't spend time. And other people you will connect with.
Yeah. I mean, don't waste your time. But I also think don't say like it's not about you, because there are some like fucking raving lunatics out there who will go on a date and boil someone's cat and be like, oh, but he never called me for a second date. It must be him. So you have to make sure that it's not a cop-out on your part and that you are not doing anything or in any kind of weird pattern that is repelling people. Because there is that. You have to look at your own shit also.
And that's nice. You say, okay, my shit doesn't work for that person. And that's cool. I need somebody to like my shit. So maybe that's the criteria for dating. I need somebody to like my shit. My stuff that is not so great.
I think it's also a very big chemistry thing. Because sometimes you hit it off with somebody immediately. Sometimes you guys can just talk about anything. And then it's a cool conversation. It doesn't feel forced. You don't have to like think of something to talk about. And then other times it's like, wow, I'd rather be at the dentist than have him pulling out everything without
anesthetic.
It is
a drilling. Drilling in the brain.
It
can happen.
It's true. And chemistry is just, it's like a I guess, an unexplainable thing that you can't fake.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You know. Because also sometimes you can have a lot to talk about with someone, but there's nothing there, you know.
Yeah. It's like you bringing everything to the conversation then, and they just going with it. They're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I think the more natural you are, there are chances that the authenticity, the authenticity of the connection can be there.
Yeah.
But you never know. Sometimes the fact that you're uber excited gets you like adrenaline going and something is like just, the chemistry is just in the air. What's the worst date you ever had?
The worst date I ever had?
Oh, joy. Because I know, like, I have a few.
I have one.
One.
Let's hear.
Okay, so I went on a blind date.
Mm-hmm.
She was blind.
She was deaf. No, what happened
today
was...
Today we are ticked off of so many people, like, delete the app, delete.
It was what, a year after I finished school? This was 2014. Yeah, 2014, a girl that was in my class set me up with somebody. So she's like, yo, are you cool with going on a blind date? So I'm like, yeah, I'll do the thing. I don't mind.
Okay.
It's like, okay, cool. I might know somebody. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's fine with me. Set the thing up. So she set the thing up. But she didn't tell me that it's not blind date from both sides. Because
she
showed this girl everything
about
my life.
She Facebooked, stalked you, the whole thing.
Exactly. So then I got to the place and I was like, hey, I don't know what this chick looks like. Let me speak to the other one that organized it and find out what this girl looks like.
She's like,
no,
she's like, Eric J. Johnson. George is very good, like everything.
So I rock up and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to chill in one spot. It's my thing. There are many other single guys sitting here. Maybe this girl thinks it's somebody else, walks to another booth, and then I can leave. Like, that was my only thought.
Okay.
Then I think I was walking into the place, and this girl stops me. She's like, yo, Eric, okay, cool. This is going to be weird.
It's an interview.
So we go, yeah, it becomes an interview. But, like, we hit it off. We started talking real nicely. Everything was cool. And then we got to the part where we were ordering food. So I'm looking at the thing. I don't have any money. I don't have much money. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to have.
Toasted cheese and tomato.
This is what she does. She pulls out a purse, she opens it, and she throws money at me. She's like, you can have whatever you want.
Wow.
I was like, wow. This is...
Did you tell her I don't have much money, so let's be budget conscious, or
no, the thing was, I was like, look, I just got out of school. I'm a waiter now,
okay.
So I brought the little bit of money that I have. It's like, yeah, don't worry about money. You can buy whatever you want.
Wow, and threw the money at you. What? Did you start dancing?
Was she like, older than you? Was she like a sugar mommy?
She was my age. No, she was my age. Hmm?
Sugar mommy in heart.
So I was like, what? This happened.
So did you stay?
So no, I picked the money up because it hit me and it fell on the floor. I picked it up. I was like, okay, no, you can keep your cat. You can buy what you want to buy. I'll buy what I want to buy and then it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Then we sat down and we started eating. And then those questions came up. How many kids do you want to have?
Oh, okay.
Do you want to get married? Woo-hoo! And I was like,
strike two.
Lady, I'm gonna finish this burger and then I'm going home. And she's like, no, but we have to be here for a while because my ride isn't here. So I'm like, okay,
my
cool.
parents are coming.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
imagine
yeah.
that. My parents are coming to
so
meet
this
you.
So this is where it got really, really upsetting for me. Because yeah. after we ate, we
no,
went.
No, you don't need to explain even more.
No.
Stop it right
this,
there.
No, that, this is the fun part. This is where I was happy, actually. But I could see she was upset. Because afterwards, we went to the arcade. And I was like, you know what? Let's go bowling.
Yeah.
It's a fun activity. We yeah. can bounce off each other. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So I'm bowling junk on purpose, just to be the gentleman. And she's bowling, like, decently. And I can't remember. I think it was like fourth or fifth frame. She comes back to me and she's like, wow, you're so shit at bowling. Then I was like, okay, time to pull out the guns. And then I bowled strikes from there onwards. Because I was just like, you know what? I'm not going
to
be embarrassed.
Did
like
you try
this.
To be like, did you try to be nice to her and just play like playfully?
Yeah, I was trying to be nice. And then
it's like,
she was like, you're shit at bowling. Then I was like, well, lady, I'm about to pull out the big guns. And then it was just strike after strike from there. And then she's like, wow, how did that happen? I'm like, no, luck, I guess. I don't know.
So,
I'm a hustler.
So my date came. It was a blind date. Very successful guy. Owns a very well-known company around the world and in Israel.
Was it Mark Zuckerberg?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
But his cousin. No, I wish. No, actually, don't wish. But it's a guy that owns one of the biggest Dead Sea, like a Ahava company. So. My osteopath, my religious osteopath, thought it's a great match. He said, you have the amazing heart. He has amazing heart. Great. We meet in a place in Israel before I came to South Africa. We meet. We have a really nice 15, 20 minutes. Like, it's really cool and clicking. I guess I wasn't his type, you know. What can I say? Claudia Schiffer is not for everybody. For the people that don't know, Claudia Schiffer used to be a very famous model, again, aka old. So he just said, somebody called, and then he said, oh, really? Oh, shit. Okay. Then he said, no, my puppy at home, I don't know, ate the fence, ran away.
Wow.
Like, it was like a coordinated call
yeah.
that he was like, oh, my God, it was so humiliating. And he's like, so sorry. You know what? Let me just get home. I'll see that the puppy's okay. He ran out. And I'll call you and we'll meet later today.
And that was the last you heard of him.
That's what I heard from him.
Sis.
Sad, huh?
Sis
on him. Don't do it. Just say, look, sweetie, you're not really
working,
my type, but let's finish our drink. Or let's finish the fucking drink.
Exactly.
Like, is your time that precious, maybe? Yes. Time is money.
Very creative.
But that was a sad date because also I was seeing the words coming out of his mouth. I was like, no. You're
That's
not
horrible.
Doing it. Like, I heard many things of like, listen, it's not really working or whatever. And it was nice. People were nice, but that wasn't nice.
Mm-mm. And that's another thing. Don't lie. Guys,
yeah,
just what is that? Like don't fucking
girls
lie.
As well. Don't lie.
Exactly. No, when I say guys, I mean
like
as
guys,
a collective.
Everyone,
like everyone.
Guys.
Everyone. Sure. Don't lie.
Don't lie.
You know, if it's even if it might get you into shit or whatever, just honesty.
Be honest and don't
from the get go.
And don't ghost people. That's also pretty rude.
Eric! Yes. I'm so glad you said that. Okay.
Okay, you have 1 minute
one
to
minute.
Talk about ghosting.
Do the ghosting.
Okay, so for people who don't know, ghosting is when you go on a date with someone, you don't click, and then you just stop replying to them. It's happened to me. It's happened to a lot of people I know.
It happened to me as well.
Don't. It's the most revolting and cowardly thing that you can do to another human being. Grow some balls and stop ghosting.
Yes. Ghosting is for amateurs. Don't be an amateur. Be a professional, damn it.
Exactly.
Yes.
There's this funny little birthday boy outside the window, firstly doing obscene dances.
Mazel tov and sing in Hebrew for you. My native language.
She's 21 again and a stripper on a stage somewhere. I mean, really.
Casper, happy birthday, you.
It's his birthday.
Sexy boy,
you.
Thinks
he can behave like this.
So ghosting.
So
yes, don't ghost.
Don't do
ghosting
that.
Is wrong.
Ghosting.
You just ignore
you know,
the person.
I,
there's so much to continue.
I haven't been on a date for probably 30 years.
And that's okay.
It's quite good, actually.
I don't
know
think
what I would
the woman
do.
Has a chance. She's going to be like, No,
polyiterophilia.
Yes,
is a fetish for having sex with lots of people, orgies.
Oh, really?
There we go. See, right up your street.
First of all, I just touched Amy. I don't think she wants me to touch her anymore. Second, I thought it's like saying the same thing again and again.
It's repetition.
Repetition. No,
it's having sex with. It's a fetish for group sex.
Okay, is that a fetish?
Yeah. So you know what's really interesting is.
I thought everybody wants that.
Is you know. Sorry.
Don't do that
is,
in front of your daughter.
You know?
That's nasty.
You know, I had something on my finger.
Oh, that was disgusting.
No, it's about that? Those people okay. in there.
We're going.
So, you know what? It's proven that we can do a show without getting into the gutter.
No, I did. But Amy, thank you so much for coming today. I want to continue this.
And Eric, that was awesome. Thank you for being
it's
here.
It's okay.
That was fun.
It's okay.
We wish you all so much pleasure.
This is CliffCentral.com.